Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. If you ever want to be on the show, you're more than welcome to reach out. You can call in at 833-563-2539. And another good way, too, to send us a message, the quickest one might be by DMing us on Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. And that's the kind of the case that we have here with Griffin this morning. Hey, Griffin, thank you for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, thank you. I'm actually hoping you can help me out because kind of in a super uncomfortable situation here.
That's our specialty. Griffin, what's up?
Oh, good. Okay. So my girlfriend and I, we started dating back when we were 16. That was 7 years ago. Okay, 7 years ago we started dating, and her little sister at the time was 10. And she always had like a major crush on me, right? It was cute, you know? She was like all shy and her face would get all red and it was adorable and funny and you know how kids could be, right?
Yeah.
So I would be nice and I'd always make sure to say hi and I'd tell her that she looks nice and pretty and my girlfriend would tell me to make sure I give her a hug because she was young and it was adorable and funny, whatever, whatever. Now I'm 23-year-old senior in college and I was at one of my fraternity parties. And my girlfriend's little sister was there.
What was she doing there?
Well, she was, like, there partying with her high school friends. She's 17 now, okay? She's 17, and her friends from high school came to the campus, and, like, she was wasted hammered,
uh-oh,
right?
Uh-oh, I don't like where the story is going.
Sounds like Live the Web Girl back in the day. Okay, continue.
Super uncomfortable, right?
Right.
So I was saying hi, and I was making sure she was all right. And
did you go into kind of like big brother mode, making sure
exactly
she was okay and safe?
Big brother mode kicks in. She's like in party mode. She's drunk. She's 17. She's at this party. She's like started like grabbing me and rubbing up against me and trying to twerk on me and was like trying to make out with me.
Wow, so like it was like sexual. I thought you meant like grabbing, like she was falling down, couldn't stand up, but she was like in a sense flirting with you.
Yeah, it was a lot, right?
What did you say? What did you do?
Well, I got her to stop, and you know I made sure she got home okay and this and that. But now I don't know what to do. Like if I tell my girlfriend, she's going to be devastated. And I don't want her little sister turn around on me because she's embarrassed, you know?
Like,
so
did she
I'm
try
like,
to kiss you or anything, or she was just dancing on you?
She was, like, drunk dancing, trying to, like I said, twerk and get, like, sexual or sexy. Trying to be an adult.
So
right?
Would you say, though, that she was kind of trying to come on to you in some way or somehow? Like, she was definitely showing an interest.
Oh, definitely.
Well, yeah, she's now, twerking on him.
Well, I don't know. People can dance. I don't know.
I have a question, Griffin. So I know you said like she had a crush on you back then, and you were always nice to her and gave her hugs, whatever you said. Did you, I mean, ever at some point, I mean, she's 17 now.
She was 10, poor child.
I mean,
no
it's
way.
Your girlfriend's sister, but she's 17 now. So I'm saying, like, do you think she's attractive at all?
I can't even look at her like that. She's like a child.
Like
to
a
me.
Little sis. Mm.
Thank God. Yeah, Pork Chop's like, I like
producer
him young.
Pork Chop.
I have to ask. Nobody asked.
I'm torn, at least as a dude, Griffin, to give you advice. 833-563-2539. If you could call in and give Griffin advice, maybe, I know it's kind of a weird situation, but maybe you've been in a similar one too. Here's my thought initially. Griffin, I would say you tell your girlfriend, I don't know why you think it's going to devastate her so much, but you're right, though. It could come back, and her sister like, oh, no, sister, he was just really drunk and hitting on me, and it was really weird.
Okay, someone that is close to their sisters like me, my sister is my best friend. If I found out or she found out that we were flirting or coming on to one of each other's like boyfriends, that would be devastating. That's a betrayal of like your best friend and your sister.
So you want your boyfriend to not tell you about something that happened? That's kind of a betrayal.
Well,
too.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
I would be devastated if I found that out about my sister.
Okay. So I gotta ask Liv, if your sister one of them was like grinding on your boyfriend and they both came to you and told you, who would you believe?
Oh, the sister. The guy's always in trouble.
Oh, it depends on which sister. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, 833-563-2539. Griffin, if you can hang on, we got some phone calls I want to get to, okay?
Yeah.
Griffin, well, he's got a girlfriend for the past 7 years, and they have a little sister. She was like 10 when he first met her. Now she's 17. She came with some friends to a college party. Well, he goes to college. She got drunk, I guess, beforehand. And when she was there, she was bumping and grinding, just flirting hard.
And it got weird.
Hard with Griffin. Am I missing anything there, Griffin?
No, you pretty much got it. I've known her since she was 10. You throw that in there?
Yes, sir. So, and you're like, do I tell my girlfriend? You think it'll be kind of devastating to her, or do you not say anything?
I feel like you definitely want to say something before the sister does.
And we got to watch out, too. There could be, like, legal trouble there, right? Because, what, the age of consent is, like, 17 in some states?
Well, there's
or
not
going to
be... Well, they didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the girl, you know, she... I don't know. Who knows? I'm just saying, you know.
Pork Chop just throws another wrench into the system here.
It's funny because Pork Chop loves, like, young. He likes to date very young. I'll just leave it at that.
My ex is 25. I'm 30.
Now he is. Now he is. Okay.
25 looks 12.
Oh, my gosh. Right, who's on
we
the
love
phone?
You.
Oh, now he wants to change it. All right. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, what did you want to tell Griffin? Any advice you'd give him?
Hey, yeah. Griffin, man, you better tell your woman what's going on. You know, if you love your woman and she loves you, man, just tell her the truth. You know, don't try to, you know, beat around the bush. Just tell her straight up because, you know, a little sister later could be, you know, devious and try to blackmail you and tell, you know, sis that, hey, you know, your man was coming on to me. And my wife always tell me, anything in the dark must come to the light eventually.
Mm-hmm. Those are words of wisdom.
That
anything
is the
in the dark must
thing
come
ever
to light. Keep it 100, and then you can't go wrong. I like where your head's at.
Jeff, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Raina this morning. You got Griffin on there, too. He's listening, trying to get some advice. What would you say, Raina?
I would say maybe say something joking around about it. Like, because we all do stupid things when we're drunk, and maybe she doesn't remember. She didn't do it as what he's thinking, maybe.
I'm sure she's
sexually
embarrassed.
Hold on. That's something I would suggest, and no offense, that does not sound like a good idea. Let me explain why, and maybe you can help clarify, Raina. So is he like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if, like, your sister came to a college party that I was at, and then she tried to, like, bump and grind on me? Wouldn't that be weird?
What if Lindsay's sister did that to you? What would you do, Joe?
Well, after I cleaned up the vomit, no, I'm kidding. It would be incredible.
Oh,
I'm kidding. It would be incredibly awkward.
I thought you said it would be incredible.
I don't know. Her sister's got some big. Okay,
oh
so.
Oh my gosh!
They're huge.
Oh.
Raina, I don't know what to say except for thank you for the call.
Awkward. But I think she hung up.
Yeah, she's like, get me off of this station.
It's been the most awkward ever.
Ashley!
Hi!
Help, Ashley!
How are you? What did you want to tell Griffin?
Okay, so Griffin, first off, I think you need totally to be honest, but I agree with Pork Chop. I date young, and I'm engaged. I'm 51, and my fiance is 30. He just turned 30.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah,
I totally know it's a double standard, but I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you. We've been best friends, and it might seem odd, but we've been best friends since he was like 17. We met, and his family's always been close to me.
That is odd. Come on.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So, okay, but we were friends. We didn't date till he got older, and he kept pursuing. But just to say, you do have to think of those things. And what if his girlfriend's sister is embarrassed or wants to try to deny it and then try to say things above and beyond? And I'm not saying she would do that, but it has happened. Mm-hmm. I'm in the social work field, and it has happened. So you have to be careful with that, but always be honest. Honesty is the best policy. She's probably going to be hurt. But then maybe, who knows, maybe there's more issues and the sister gets drunk a lot more. Or maybe, you know, she's just going to say sorry and go from there. But you do have to worry. What Pork Chop said, you do have to think about those things because you never know. Look at all the people that go to bars and have fake IDs.
Okay, so, well,
just be careful.
You Ashley, must be a total honesty. Fox, Ashley. I'm 51 and your dude is 30.
Yeah, you sound like you're 30.
Thank you.
Pork Chop's like, hey, girl, hey.
All right, cougar alert. Thank you, Ashley, for your call. Live the Web Girl, what do you got in our social Radio Now AM show?
Okay, out of all the social I've seen, I feel like this is the best advice. Lauren says he can tell his girlfriend from an angle of concern about a 17-year-old being hammered at a college party rather than the angle of her trying to hit on him.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So kind of just be like, she was out of her mind. She didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't acting herself. I think that is genius advice.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Griffin. I don't know if you got an idea of what you're going to do, but that's what we tried to do. We tried to help you.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I heard a lot of good things here, so I'll take it all into consideration.
All right, thank you, Griffin.
Thank you.
If you ever want to be on the show, 833-563-2539. You can call. We'll talk to you behind the scenes or DM us. It's Radio Now AM Show. So we were having a conversation. Mackenzie mentioned that the halftime performer, if you didn't hear already, for the Super Bowl is going to be whom?
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, which I think is so hot and sexy. They're going to kill it down in Miami. And Joe's like, boo, hiss, bad, terrible decision. And I asked Joe, I said, it's weird. I would think you'd be pumped to check out J-Lo and Shakira. They're beautiful women. They'll be dancing and performing. Do you not think they're attractive? To which Joe says,
I said, yes. I said, a majority of women, when they get up to that age, I'd say in society, they are not attractive. Like, guys can get older and they look great and everybody says, oh, they're so hot. But like when a woman turns 40, people always say like, oh, she's, you know, wrinkly or her skin's this or that.
But think about like Jennifer Lopez is 50, like Jen Aniston. 50s.
Oh, no, and I'm not disagreeing. I'm just telling, listen, I'm just telling you what people think, whether that's right or wrong.
No,
I'm not saying
you.
It is. No, don't hate on me. I'm saying, J-Lo, I cannot believe the age she is. Her body is like a 21-year-old Olympic athlete. It's incredible. Not that I've done research on it. But, but Liv the Web Girl blew her top.
Oh, like, and then these two got into it, and so I thought this was so interesting.
Yeah, because that's not exactly what Joe said, and I'll tell you exactly the way Joe worded it and what he said coming up next.
She legit wrote it down, so you're in
trouble. I guarantee she did. She recorded it too, so our bosses can come into a meeting today again.